hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And welcome to Wednesday here in Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to WMIE 91.5 FM right here in Cocoa, Florida. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merit Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. I haven't mentioned this in a while, but our email address is meritassembly.com, meritassembly at hotmail.com. meritassembly.com is our website. Meritassembly at hotmail.com. That's MERRITTASSEMBLY at hotmail.com. It's all one word, all joined together. And if you've got any praise reports or prayer requests, we would love to hear from you. The last communication that I got via the website was someone, I'd mentioned that someone was filling up our dumpster, and someone sent me an email, said, you know, you can call and they'll come out and bring you one that you can lock up. And so like the day after they sent me that, somebody filled up my dumpster again, and I said, that's it, that's the final straw. And so we called, and they did come and bring us a dumpster that people can no longer throw in their renovating. I know it had to have been a contractor or a handyman, because there was so many of the same items that kept showing up in our dumpster. And so thank you for caring about us and sharing that wisdom. But if you do have prayer requests and praise reports, give us a call or send us an email, or you can call us 321-454-4263. And we will be more than glad to stand in faith with you for your answers to prayer. I want to say thank you today to the folks at Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284. Can I talk to you just a little bit about their name? Because it's Creative AC Solutions. You know, they look for solutions to your problems. I don't like it when people point out problems and then they don't want to assume any responsibility for fixing those problems. What is the solution? And so you need somebody who recognizes the problem, can diagnose the problem, and Creative AC Solutions can do that. You need somebody who has the know-how to bring about resolution, and that's Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 759-3284. And you need to have somebody who has the ability to bring about the solutions, and that's Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284. And that they're going to be able to take care of that solution in a manner that is going to be acceptable to you and is going to be cost effective for you. And that is also the folks at Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284. So if you don't want your problem solved, then just call anybody. But if you want somebody who can come and get your system fixed and the solution taken care of, and you can move forward without any more concern about it, that, give Bill a phone call, Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, and tell him you heard about him on the Refresh radio program. And so I was having a conversation here not too long ago, and I want you to know what we want is actually very important when it comes to God. And that is this. Jesus asked, what is it that you want me to do for you? What is it that you want me to do for you? Well, I don't know about you, but I want Jesus to come in, solve my problems, and equip me to where that problem doesn't reappear. It doesn't have any effect upon me anymore. That's what I want. I want to, I want, God asked me one time in prayer, because I was like, God, what is going on here? It was a very difficult season. 40% of our congregation had moved away in the previous 12 months, one family at a time to different regions of the country. Not any of them were problem related. They were just, okay, we're moving here. And I said, what is going on? And he spoke something to me, and he said, now, how many times do you want to go around this mountain? And I said, once will be enough. And, I have worked very diligently to make sure that I do not live my life circling the same problem over and over and over again. And so today we're going to look at Psalm 22 again. We're going to get into some messianic aspects of this psalm. We've already covered a couple. But here in verse number 16, Psalm 22, verse number 16, by the way, tonight's Bible study night at Merit Assembly of God. If you have youth, we have youth service. If you are an adult, we meet in the sanctuary at 7 o'clock. It's kind of a small class format. We bring out the tables and set them up in a configuration that nobody's very far away from the teacher. Some people like to take notes, and so that's why we bring out the tables. So we would love to have you come and be a part of that. Verse number 16, for dogs have surrounded me. The congregation of the wicked has enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. They look and stare at me. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. But you, O Lord, do not be far from me. O my strength, hasten to my help. Deliver me from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth and from the horns of the wild oxen. You have answered me. So this, when you read this, it is very difficult not to realize that this was what was taking place at the cross. It says, for dogs have surrounded me. Now, this is not being surrounded by a bunch of pets. This is being surrounded by a bunch of wild dogs that are looking for their next meal. They're looking for their sustenance and their continuing to exist to come at your expense. I was walking to church one day, and I took this one route that there's less traffic, and so I thought it was more safe. What I didn't know was there was a family who had just moved all the way from the Northwest. They'd moved from Oregon all the way down to Florida. They brought their dog with them. They were sitting out in the front yard. This was several years ago, and they brought their dog with them, and their dog is just as new to this environment as they are. And he doesn't know what the parameters are, but they have the utmost confidence in their dog that their dog is going to be well behaved. So they don't even have this dog on a leash. And so I am walking down, not the sidewalk. I'm not walking in their grass. I'm walking down the middle of the side street. And the dog sees me. Well, I'm a dog guy. I'm not much of a cat guy. I'm a dog guy. Don't really see too many dogs that I don't get along with. There's a friend of mine that's not far from the church, and he's got two big, beautiful dogs, and one of them is very friendly, and one of them not so friendly, and so he says, you need to keep your distance. So whenever somebody tells me that, I keep my distance. I also know how to take your hand and appropriately approach the dog and all that sort of stuff. But most dogs get along with me. This dog did not take any opportunity at all to try and see if I was a great guy or not. This dog just began to charge. And so I positioned myself to face the dog. I wasn't in a threatening condition. And all of a sudden I realized this dog is not coming to me so that I can pet it or so that it can get to know me. It is coming to attack me. And that changed the situation drastically. I am so thankful that God told me to make a last minute move, or I could have been seriously injured. I still ended up with an experience I didn't care to relive. I'd already had an experience like that once when I was a kid. I didn't enjoy it. So the dog bit me. Here, David says, the dogs have surrounded me. And then it says this, the congregation of the wicked has enclosed me. There's no way of escape. Now, you have to realize that when Jesus went to the cross, he did not go to the cross for his sin. He went to the cross as the Lamb that takes away the sin of the world. There was none righteous except Jesus. No, not one. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So when Jesus is there and he's the center of attention, it wasn't just the religious leadership that was wicked. It was not just Barabbas that was wicked or the two thieves. Everybody that was involved in the situation, Pilate and Herod and everybody that was there, that every one of them needed a physician, because it's not the righteous that need a physician. It's those that are sick. Everybody there had a condition of wickedness that Jesus needed to remedy. Now, I don't know if you've ever been surrounded. It is not a pleasant thing to experience at all. I have been in that situation, but I tell you, I have seen that when God works with you and you listen to God, that he will open, he will literally part the crowd, if you will, so that you can walk right through it. And so he did that for me on one occasion. It was a tremendous faith-building experience. Listen to what it says. Not only did they surround him and enclose him, but they pierced his hands and his feet. I don't remember the exact number of prophecies that they described that Jesus fulfilled on the cross, but it is a bunch. The detail and the precision that was implemented, where things were prophesied hundreds of years earlier and Jesus fulfilled them, each and every one. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine a couple of weeks ago, and he said, you know, he not only fulfilled this, but he also fulfilled all of these other aspects. He didn't come to abolish the law. He came to fulfill the law and the prophets. And so here, they pierced his hands and his feet. It is a very accurate representation of a method of execution called crucifixion that did not even exist at this point in time. When David speaks these words, that method of execution did not even exist. It did not come into existence until the Romans popularized it as a way of humiliating their enemies. Lest you think that it was a painless experience, I want you to understand that the adjective that we have assigned to the level of pain associated with being nailed to the cross was this: excruciating. Excruciating means the pain of the cross. So anytime that you hear somebody and they say, I'm not just in pain, I am in excruciating pain. That's what Jesus went through. He didn't go through that in his strength. He went through that after being sleep deprived, after being whipped, not just the 39 times, but until the person who was wielding the cat o' nine tails was satisfied. He had been mocked. He had been escorted from one place to another. He had been forced to carry his cross, and then they nailed him to the cross. I don't know about you, but I don't even like getting a splinter. It's like, we need to get this out of here as soon as possible. And they nailed him to the cross. How much pain? How much pain? And so we see that. And he said, they pierced my hands and my feet. He said, I can count all of my bones. That's not just because he was so skinny, but because when they beat him, his bones were actually exposed. You didn't have to feel around to wonder where they were at. It would literally, the whip that they beat him with would literally rip away the flesh. You could see the bone. I have had the unfortunate experience of seeing my bone, and it was something that was not pleasant. I had climbed a fence to get my baseball, hung a ring up, and lost my finger, and there was one joint of bone that was completely removed. One bone was completely laid bare all the way to the bone, and when I looked down, it's like there is something wrong with this picture. Every once in a while, there's a sports injury that takes place, whether it's a person that slides into second base and it doesn't end up well, or a football injury that ends up with a compound fracture. But there are a lot of times where the injury is so graphic that bone, which is supposed to be internal, ends up being visible. And in most of the cases like that, they will say, we're not going to show you a replay of this. And if you ever hear that, please understand, you don't want to see that. It is really, really brutal. Here it says, they look at me, or they look and they stare at me. No one was coming to his rescue, or so it seemed. Jesus was not just interested in going through the motions. He paid the ultimate price. Here it says, they divide my garments among them, and my clothing, and for my clothing they cast lots. If you read in the New Testament, you will find that that's exactly what the soldiers who were attending to Jesus at the crucifixion were doing. Jesus had a seamless garment, and they said, you know what? We're not just going to rip this up and divide it amongst ourselves. There weren't a lot of Walmarts or anything like that available. You had to have things made by a person who knew how to work with fabric, a seamstress. And so they had that one piece of garment, and they said it was seamless. And they said, let's cast lots for this. I want you, when you read about that sort of stuff, understand the precision of knowledge that God has, that he knew what Jesus was going to experience hundreds of years before Jesus ever experienced it. Now I want you to put that into the perspective of how much he cares about you. He knows what you're going through. He knows what you're thinking. He knows the thoughts and the plans that he has for you. This was not a unique relationship with Jesus in the aspect that it was like, well, I'm just going to have this a precise amount of knowledge about him, but I'm not really going to give a hoot about anybody else. That's not the case. Jesus knows the number of hairs you have on your head. And like I say, he even knows the natural color. He knows the number of days of your life. Teach us to number our days aright. He orders your steps and directs your path. He chooses the time that you live, the places that you are to live. Listen, if we would let Jesus be Lord, I believe that we would find that our life would go a whole lot simpler, a whole lot more ease than what we complicate the matter to be by trying to insist on having our own way. So everything that we talked about, what we talked about yesterday, what we talked about here thus far today, that describes everything that was going on that Jesus was facing and David was facing. And verse number 19, I've got this word circled. Psalm 22, verse number 92, this word says, but. They are in the process of killing the Son of God. And the word says, but. Please do not assume that when other people have gathered around you and are attacking you and trying to deprive you of your life, do not assume that God is endorsing their behavior. But you, O Lord, do not be far from me. O my strength, hasten to help me. And so if I've got to choose one, whether that be God before me or everybody else be against me, I'm going to choose God before me, because that is the majority. God on your side and you on God's side is going to prevail in the situation for the glory of God. It might not always appear the way that we want it to appear, but he says, but you, O Lord, do not be far from me. And so the verse I want to share with you, he is an ever-present help in time of trouble. Okay? When Daniel was thrown into the den of lions, there was an angel there that shut the mouth of the lion. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the fiery furnace, there was the fourth man in the fire who was there with them, who unleashed the bonds that held them when they were kept in there. He was right there with them. You are not alone. You can say, God, everything seems to be against me but you. Don't be far away from me. I will tell you this. God is not a fair weather friend. He is not just there during the good times. He draws very close and dispenses grace liberally whenever you're going through moments of adversity. But you, O Lord, do not be far from me. And what I want to conclude the program today with is this, the second part of verse number 19. It says, O my strength. Remember in verse 15, David writes, my strength is dried up like a potsherd. And verse number 19, it says, oh, my strength. It is a divine title that he gives to an omnipotent God at that point in time. It is a capital S, not a little s. In verse 15, when it's referring to my strength, it is little s. That's something that comes from my physiological makeup, from my mental capacity, my will. But verse number 19, oh, my strength has received a supernatural infusion. Here it is not talking about anything natural. It is talking about a supernatural relationship where God says, here, I've got this. I am omnipotent. I can afford to impart to you everything that you need. There's another translation for that word, though, and it is this. Okay? It is, oh, my help. In verse number 1, why are you so far from helping me? In verse number 11, for there is none to help. But in verse number 19, you could read it this way, oh, my strength, oh, my help, hurry to help me. And I want you to know that with Jesus being your ever-present help, help is not only on the way. Help is here. Help is here. I know you can watch a movie every once in a while and a person look at like they're in a completely overwhelmed position and they are at the brink of ruin and devastation. And out of nowhere, there comes a person who is able to help. I want you to know, God doesn't come out of nowhere. He comes from the throne. When you start to feel like this world is completely spinning out of control, I want to point you to the book of Revelation, where it reminds us that one of these days, Jesus is coming with the armies of heaven and with the sword of the Spirit. The word of God is going to come out of his mouth, and just that word is going to be sufficient to annihilate all the armies of opposition that have gathered against him. I'm here to tell you today, if you have Jesus living in your heart and in your life, you have God as your strength, your help, and he is on the way. He is not far from you. His help is coming. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow right
here
on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
From my show.